All right, everybody, because we felt like it, we're doing Fetish Locator. Cry about it. We're going to have more games coming up. Don't worry. The shit you wanted, I'll do by myself if I have to. Don't worry. But this looked like it was getting good, and we both really liked it. So there's three seasons, and we're going to go through them. This plan is stupid, but what do I have to lose for trying? The party's in 2 days. I don't have much time to earn the points. I promised to watch a movie with Ambrose. I need to do something to earn the points. But if I don't go with Ambrose, she'll be really pissed. Go to Ambrose as you promised her to see a movie together. Don't go to Ambrose and try to earn some points.
I'd go with her. You already made a promise. It might bite you in the end.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Points, points, points. Maybe if I just keep repeating that in my head, I'll think of something. Oh, wait, here's a girl. Excuse me, I was wondering if... Oh, fuck, I'm sorry. Huh? What is it? Never mind, I just realized what I was about to say, and... Was it about religion? No, I just... Are you collecting money for something? No, nothing like that. I just realized it was completely inappropriate. Huh, now I'm curious. What was it? Okay, but remember that I realized my mistake and decided not to actually say it. I was gonna ask you, well, there's this app and I'm trying to earn points. So you want me to record you dancing or want me to do some dance? Not quite. Not quite. Have you heard of Fetish Locator?
No.
Nope. It's a kind of, I guess you could call it a sex app.
What?
Wait, what? You made up some fake sex app as a way to pick up random women in the park at night? What? No. Sorry, I mean no. It's a real app and I need to earn points to go to a party. The other part, kinda, yeah. Although I already told you that I realized it was a terrible idea.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously? Huh? So what do you want some random girl to do in the park at night with you? I hadn't thought that far ahead. Today's fetish is cum shots. Ha, wow. Good luck getting random women to come on your face or whatever. What? No, it would be the guy coming. It wouldn't need to involve sex or anything like that. So you were just walking through the park and saw me and thought I would let you take pictures of me giving you a hand job? No, no. Look, I wasn't thinking right. If anything, I guess we could go somewhere and... And what? No, sorry. Foot and mouth syndrome. Really? I'd like to see that. Huh? Which part? Tell you what. You let me take a picture of you on my phone with your foot in your mouth, and then I'll take a picture with your phone of you jerking yourself off. I can't do that. Isn't that what you wanted? No, I mean the foot and mouth thing. It's just an expression.
Ugh.
I mean, I guess so. Well, good luck with the next try. I've got to go. Yeah, thanks. You've unlocked a new CG gallery. She winked. What the hell was I thinking? I'm going back to my dorm. Back home? Pete'll probably be late.
Should have gone to the movie. I bet he could have got a cum shot if he went to.
Okay, so what can I do? Hey, weren't we? Didn't we make a promise though? Yeah, I think I did wrong.
Yeah, that's what I was telling you.
All right, hold on.
Because you know she'll probably
kind of
likes him, and probably turn into a cum shot in the face.
I think I went. Yeah, I think I went to the wrong.
Yeah, you picked the wrong option.
That's okay. Hey, am I late? Wow, it's so hard trying to maintain eye contact. Your outfit is amazing. You're right on time. You look gorgeous tonight. Oh, thanks. Please, come in. Thanks. How was the game? We won. Pete even scored 12 points. Good for him. So where's the movie? Right here. Ah, Watchmen, I heard about it. It's supposed to be better than just a comic book movie, right? Yeah, it's really good. You have to see it. Whoops. Cool, I'll make us some snacks. Let's watch it. That's a long-ass movie.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I was here last. Especially if you get the director's cut. I think the last time I was at your place, it was at the beginning of the year when you had some renovation going on here. Yeah, I remember. That means you haven't seen how I decorated the place since then. Right, I remember it being full of boxes. You only had a bed and no other furniture. It was still better to you to... Excuse me, it was still better to have your own place and live in the dorms. Yeah, it's great. but it's still my parents' place and not mine. If they get tired of working and living on the coast, they can always come back here. Then I'd have to move out. Sometimes I feel like I'm missing out on the wild student life. You know, boys, girls, and parties. I didn't know you liked to party. You know the boys aren't allowed to stay in the girls' dorms and vice versa. Yeah, but that didn't stop your roommate. I know, but that's Pete. I don't think he cares about the rules. True. Maybe I'm not that big into the party scene, but I wouldn't mind having a little fun every now and then. Doesn't sound like Aunt Rose. Should I tell her about the party that I'm trying to get a ticket for? I see. Tell Aunt Rose about the party, or don't tell her about the party.
We can see how it goes.
There's a party that someone's having on Wednesday. Pete is trying to convince me to go. What party? There's this new app. You can earn points and spend them to buy a ticket to this party. Fetish Locator? Wait, you know about it? Yeah, of course. And why does Pete want you to go to the party? He's sure that Lydia will be there. Ah, I see. He's still really into Lydia. Why did I think that he's over her? She looked kind of sad when I mentioned Lydia, but she knows that I like her. I told her a long time ago. Ready to watch the movie? Of course. We need proper lighting for that. Check this out. Wow, nice. You want to see it again?
Sure.
Sure. Here, we have lights and... Wow, nice. You want to see it again? Let's watch a movie.
Man, this bitch is dumb.
Did you set up the lights yourself? Sure, it was really easy. Right? How could I forget
you? Look how easily amused I am.
I could fuck with people by doing that. Okay, guys, let's do that 10 times. No, Grim, don't.
There's 30 minutes.
Yeah, there's 30 minutes.
Let's see how many
minutes.
People
let's
we see. Get to drop
How could I forget you studying electrical engineering? Okay, let me put the DVD in. Sweet. Is he staring at my ass? Yeah, come on, the movie's starting. On the couch. The couch isn't very big. We'll have to sit very close. Let's hope she doesn't notice my boner. Are you coming?
She does. That's how these stories work.
Right! Why are you just standing there? Yeah, sorry. I got lost there for a minute. Yeah, I'm sure. He definitely likes the outfit that I'm wearing tonight. Okay, let's watch it. Oh man, her ass looks amazing. 3, 2, 1. It's starting. An hour and a half later, the movie's good, but I'm really sleepy. Seems like Ambrose is asleep already. Let's pause the movie. Done. Ambrose, are you asleep? No response. Maybe she's dead. Maybe I should go. I should probably leave quietly and not wake her up. Oh, she has a nice laptop. Why did she leave a napkin here? Oh, I moved the mouse. Oops, it looks like it switched to another screen with porn. Yes, sir, that is porn. I better put it back in sleep mode before Ambrose wakes up and thinks that I'm looking through her computer. Wait, what's this? Is that... Huh, Grim? Where are you? I think I fell asleep. What's this cam tube portal? Come on, close already. There, done. Hey, you fell asleep and I thought to leave without waking you up. Oh, you wanted to sneak out on me. No, you just looked so comfy sleeping there that I hated the idea of waking you up. Hee-hee. But you're right, I feel very tired. The movie was good. I'd love to finish it sometime. Okay, I should get going. Sure, let me give you a hug first. Thanks for the movie. Thanks for coming. Thanks for inviting me. Ciao. See ya. Day 2, 7 a.m. Good morning, me. Seems like Pete never came back home last night. Probably found a good party or two. But I had a nice time with Ambrose yesterday as well. I feel excited for today. Let's take a shower and go to the studies. 9 a.m. There is Ambrose. Hi, Ambrose. I have to go ask Kevin about some things. I'll see you at the next lecture. Sure, see you later. Oh, I forgot that I'll have to go home soon. I'll have to skip that lecture. I hope Grim won't be upset with me because of that. Hey, morning. Hey back?
Hey, Bert.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Hey, back!
Okay, I was like, alright, that had me confused for a minute. Got any punishments today? Not yet, but there's plenty of time today. Aha, alright. Mr. Norton is not here yet. Is he late? Yeah, maybe he won't come at all. That'd be good, I could use some free time. How did the cleaning go? We cleaned everything pretty quickly. Ah, nice. Nice. Pete also showed me Fetish Locator. I see, I told ya! No, let's do that again. Hold on.
I see.
Yeah, but I don't think that's the way that works. I see, I told ya. Almost everyone at our college is using it. Heh, I probably shouldn't tell him about his sister sucking off Pete just to get points in the app. I even have that picture of Chloe covered in cum. Definitely should keep that to myself. Pete told me about the party. Tickets are sold in the app, but I need to get 50 points to get there. Wow, that seems like a lot. Does it have anything to do with Min and Anthony? You told me they were talking about some party yesterday. Oh, you're right. I completely forgot about that. It might be the same party. Maybe Min and Anthony are organizing this party. Why not? Maybe I could find something out. And why did Pete tell you about this party? I don't remember him taking you to any parties. Oh yeah, I forgot to tell you. He's sure that Lydia will be there. Oh, I see, Lydia. That explains a lot. So 50 points then? How do you plan to get them? I don't have a real plan yet. I see. Well, good luck with that. Thanks. Yesterday was a lot of fun, but boys had a huge advantage. It is much easier for you to get some cum. Today will be about girls. Fetish of the day is go and eat some pussy. Oh, fuck. Now I'm regretting not putting 100% of effort yesterday. How am I going to find a girl for that? Hold on. Are you serious? Like, how am I going to find a girl that wants her pussy eaten? Like, is that... Is
I've known some that, like, probably means that
it's right,
probably rough.
Right.
They didn't
right
clean it out thoroughly.
Min just left the class? It wasn't 15 minutes yet. The teacher might still come. A couple minutes later. Wow, she came back in a skirt. She did it right after today's fetish was announced. I already know what she and Anthony are planning to do. Then here is Mr. Norton. Lecture is still going to happen. Yep, sadly. Man, the fetish of the day is a bummer. Yeah, you need to find a girl
really?
For this.
Is that a bummer?
There's an option to buy a rubber pussy in a sex shop, but I doubt you'll get any points for that. Aha, yeah. But do I have a better idea? Or you can put an ad on the app. What's that? You pay some money and post an ad in the app with the info of what you're looking for. Maybe you'll get lucky. Let's see how to do that. It costs $5 to put up an ad for one day. That's almost robbery. Well, that or the rubber pussy, and the rubber pussy will cost you more. That's true. You need to post a picture with an ad.
But you keep the rubber.
Picture of what? Well, it would be a dick pic if that's what you're offering, but in this case, you're actually going to use a different part of the body. So should I post a photo of my tongue? Well, that or your lips. Think for yourself which will work better. Actually, lips sounds better. But should I post this at all? This whole idea sounds weird. What if someone would find this out? This is a bit scary. So should I do it?
Post it.
Lips to find a pussy. Okay, let's do this.
Let's move this process along.
Done. Cool. So how long should I wait? How do I know? I never posted anything. What? And why would you tell me to do that if you've never done it yourself? You wanted to know how to find someone with a pussy. I just told you what I know. Great. Okay. We'll see how this works out. You have a new message. Meet me on the bench in the park behind the old campus in 30 minutes. Have a banana in your hand. Well, now.
Now, where am I going to find a banana? Those right. are at least 50 cents. I just spent my $5.
Right.
Maybe they'll, if I grab one and take off, they won't notice.
Banana theft. Wow, that's simple. But I don't, oh, it's just a banana. These kids and their bananas, it's no big deal. But I don't even know who that is. What if it's not even a girl? And what the fuck is this with the banana? I hope it's just to recognize me from a random person. That looks a bit scary. Should I respond to this? I keep thinking the Lizzo shit when she's talking about the banana now.
Oh, she's eating fried spaghetti.
Sounds shady. Stay away.
Respond. You done paid $5.
Right.
You might get your fill of pussy for the day.
Should I tell Kevin about this? Should I tell Kevin about this? But what if this message is from his sister? She's using this app very actively. I better keep it to myself. It shouldn't be dangerous to sit on a bench in the park. If I don't like what is offered, I can just leave.
Where okay. are you going, son? Mom, leave me alone. Don't eat all that too much pussy or ruin your appetite.
So I guess I should confirm that I agree. Meet you in 30 minutes. Grim is sending the message in the Fetish Locator app. Done. Interesting. Who could it be? This message is sent by someone from our college. This is a good chance it is someone I know. Could that be Am Rose? She knows about the amp. Is she using it? How should I react if I meet her in the park? Would she be okay with me eating her out? Would I be good with that?
I'm pretty sure she would.
It would definitely change our friendship. Well, yeah.
That's the plan.
Where can I find a banana now? I should sneak out of the lecture and go to the cafeteria to look for one.
Just get a marker and paint your dick yellow. Here I am.
And I got a banana. Okay, let's
it's
have a...
curved for her pleasure.
Let's have a 15-minute break. This is my chance. Hey, I'll go now. Super hungry and the lecture is boring. See ya. Grim is leaving the class, but on the way out, he remembers about Min changing into her skirt. Man, the language in this. Just broken to shit. Damn, I'll miss seeing Anthony eat men out. Will they do it in class again? Well, they haven't done it yet. Watching them isn't enough of a reason to stay for another hour. I need to find a pussy to eat for myself.
He looked like Freddie Mercury got his blowout on his hair.
Right. Oh, Grim just left. But I guess it's good since I'll be leaving any moment, too. Oh, looks like it's time for me to go.
Oh.
Grim is on his way to the cafeteria when he suddenly sees... Damn, there's Lydia! Problem is that she doesn't know I exist yet, but I'm working on that. Someone like Pete would just walk up to her and use some cheesy pickup line. I'm sure that something like that isn't gonna work with her, and I'm not confident enough to try it. I'd probably be super nervous and fuck things up, and with such a fine thing as Lydia, I only get one chance.
Well, go get your fucking banana.
I'm not gonna risk it. I need her to know the real me. Man, damn, dude. What are the chances that this message on Fetish Locator is actually from Lydia? After all, she should be at the private party from the app. No, that isn't possible. I can't imagine her letting someone random lick her pussy for points.
Oh, he's such a fucking simp.
Yes, I know. But what if it is her? What if she comes there and joins me on that bench? How should I react? It's probably pointless to stress about
it. A lot of people have done it without even trying to.
Right. It's probably pointless to stress about that. I should just go and find that fucking banana. But I hear from a lot of guys now, young guys, that the standards from women have just gone through the roof. And, like, just normal shit that you said would fucking happen, it doesn't. And the women are getting the backfire because I was looking through some old messages.
I've been watching it.
Well, I was looking through some old messages on Twitter that I had saved.
Yeah.
And it was women basically talking about in their 20s, I'd never held a hand. These are not ugly
like
women.
Never kissed,
never held a hand, never had a boyfriend. These are gorgeous looking women. What the fuck's going on? Something.
Hey, I got this Fetish Locator scavenger hunt.
Shit, that might actually be what they need to fix the shit.
I bet
that shit would work. Oh, did you hear about that? Well, see, but they try to recall that shit. They're recalling that chip because that really hot, spicy chip. Because apparently a kid...
Hockey?
No, yeah, the chip challenge.
Oh.
Yeah, he died. Kid died.
He's a pussy.
Well, apparently he ate 13 of them.
Well, yeah, he probably shouldn't do that.
Probably shouldn't.
I don't know.
I don't know if he did that.
Miserable, maybe, unless you're super allergic
you're gonna
to peppers.
Vomit. They said he might have had an allergic reaction, too. But
I feel like everyone has an allergic reaction to pepper.
Well, yeah, but that's really hot. They said there's even hotter peppers than that, though.
Reaper peppers, right. I think. Carolina Reaper, that's the hottest one that I know of.
Grim arrives at the cafeteria. After a short queue, he gets a single banana. On his way out, he notices a familiar face. So that's where Pete is. Well, I didn't die when I ate that bag of Reaper pepper chips. No, they were ghost pepper chips.
Yeah, ghost pepper's not as hot as Reaper. Reaper...
Well, the Reaper is the chip for the challenge.
Yeah. I've seen on Dirty... I think it was Dirty Jobs.
Mm-hmm.
They went to... Or is the newer episodes, they went to a pepper farm and a guy was taking them because it's supposed to have healing properties for cancer.
Oh, not bad.
And he was given a diagnosis that he'd be dead within so long, and so he went down there and started eating Reaper peppers and said that was 10 years ago or something, he's still alive. So
maybe it's so hot that it just kills the damn cancer cells.
Fuck you, cancer cells.
It's possible.
We're going to rape you in the shed. You know, the Carolina Reaper, I feel like I heard it was made in a prison. They're cross...
They were crossbreeding. So there's that's where Pete is.
They don't crossbreed in prison usually. Usually it's butt on...
Hey, Pete! Grim, hey! Is it your breakfast?
Hey, so you got a banana there.
I'm not so sure. I haven't slept since yesterday. I still haven't slept since yesterday. It feels more like a late dinner. Wow, that sounds like a hardcore party. Yes, we went wild with celebration. Come sit with me, I'll tell you how it all went. Or at least the parts that I remember.
Let's burn the pig in honor of the gods.
Grim joins Pete at his table. What was I talking about, the party? Oh yeah, there were some crazy girls there. They were not from our college, so they never heard of the Fetish Locator app. We had to show it to them. Nice, I started using the app, tried to earn some points yesterday. How'd it go? Not really, I was unsuccessful. That actually doesn't work. He asks, how did it go? And he says, not really, I was unsuccessful. He should say, not great, I was unsuccessful. Oh, that's sad to hear. You need to hurry up. The party's tomorrow night. There was an additional challenge last night. I got a lot of points from it. I guess to get to the party, I'd have to come up with something epic. You can do several small things. You don't have to win a challenge to get all the points you need.
Eat several pussies.
Okay, I'll try to come up with something. I'm going to get going. See you. Ciao. And good luck with whatever you plan to do with this banana. Funny one.
Smoked salmon and ended up with sardines.
I hope I actually don't have to do anything with it. It just occurred to me, when my sister comes here, she will definitely find out about Fetish Locator, since everyone's using it here. Will she use it too? Oh, I forgot, he likes his sister.
Well, his sister likes him, I think.
Sleeping on this couch is horrible. I'm already dreaming about going back to my dorm bed. Ugh, I need a shower. Is everyone still sleeping? Great, the door is open. The shower shall be mine. Strange, I hear the shower running. What? Again? Why on earth isn't the door closed? Again, I walk in on my sister, but this time she's actually naked. What should I do?
Watching.
That's what you came here for? You perverts! I will just open the door a little bit more. Wow, I see Stacy naked. I'll watch just a little bit more. And there is our character. Okay. That's an interesting shower. It's like right in the middle. There's
but
no wall. There's no walls or nothing. It's just like,
brother and sister.
How does that work? Why isn't there shit all over it, like water everywhere? That's like a jailhouse shower.
That looks like a, outside when, like a beach house shower. Where
right.
Where it's on the outside, so you wash the salt and sand off of you.
Yeah. But this is definitely not, it looks like a locker room or something.
What?
They got towels and things there, too.
What is she?
I don't know.
She's getting fetish points.
And now she's turned off the shower. I should leave now. Oh, is she about to do what I think? I pee in the shower too. But should I watch how she does it? Let's have some boundaries and leave.
What?
I'm not...
I have no boundaries.
We're not... I didn't even show this shit on MGTOW.TV when it came to that. Time to find out what the deal is with this banana. They say nonsense.
I mean, if I was in the shower, I don't think I'd squat.
They said nonsense, Grim. You showed a lot of that stuff. Well, yeah, but that was animated. I don't know if I've actually done.
Still animated.
Not. It's a little more realistic.
Yeah.
Okay, I think the message meant one of these benches. Let's sit here and wait. Who could it be? I'm a bit worried.
Hey, how you doing?
No. And I feel a bit stupid sitting here holding this banana. It's really nothing special. I probably wouldn't even notice if someone else is holding the banana. But I feel like I'm holding a sex toy and like everybody who goes by will know why I'm holding it. Where is she? I'm waiting here for a girl that I don't know who's supposed to just give me her pussy to taste.
Damn,
when I think about it, this is crazy. Someone's coming. Is that her? Who is that? Wait a second. Oh, I think I know her. Holy shit. Is that the girl from Pete's bed? The one with the Not Yours tattoo? Oh, I remember that.
Oh, how's Pete's dick tasting?
When I licked the pussy of a girl that had sex with Pete? She was furious with me yesterday.
You're still twinky.
Damn, I still don't know her name. Should I apologize for peeping on her? Look at that fucking face. She's not happy.
No.
Or maybe she'll not even remember it was me. Yeah, she definitely remembers me. But it seems I'm not waiting here for her. Otherwise, she would have said something.
But
or maybe she sent me the message. But when she saw me here, she just pretended to be passing by? That actually seemed like a smart strategy to avoid awkward conversation if she doesn't like me. In that case, I lost my chance to get a pussy, but let's wait a little more just in case.
Yeah, you should.
5 minutes later. Nope, no sign of Batman. Oh, here we go. I know this girl as well. This is Polly. Wilson. Right, Polly Wilson. We share some classes. Is she also just passing by? Looks like she's coming my way. Is it possible that she's the one I'm waiting for here? Hey there, Grim. Fuck. Relax, nerd. We're in this boat together. What the fuck? I'm not a nerd. Sure you are. I saw you watch anime.
What? She looks like she watches it all the time.
Right, look at her. That doesn't make me a nerd, just a Japanese animation admirer. Right? Right, fellas?
Yes.
You know, I actually finished watch. I actually watched Akira for the first time.
Akira?
Yeah, I never watched it before. It was fantastic. It was really, really good. Damn, why her? We have like two or
Rick and Morty. Oh no, she's going full Akira.
Yeah. I caught that now. Why her? We have like two or three lectures in common, but I barely know anything about her. She's a loner. I thought she's a lesbian. Will she let me lick her pussy? Well, she's actually hot, so that won't be a problem for me. Whatever you say, nerd. If I'm a nerd, then what are you doing here? Also didn't know you'd be waiting for me here, but you would do for this job. Okay, so where do we do it?
Whoa,
not so fast, nerdy cowboy. You're not getting my pussy so easily.
Oh, really? You're doing me such a big favor letting me eat your pussy.
You want to have a date first? No, but you need to do something for me first.
You know how stupid
What do you mean? What
like,
do you...
you wouldn't be having her suck your dick like, oh.
Not so easily, yeah.
You're welcome.
Why? We'll both get some points. It's not like we're doing this for my pleasure.
Their protein test about to get, you know?
Yeah, but I think that you need those points more than I do. So you either agree to do me a favor and then get to eat me out, or this pussy is off the table. No touching this pussy before you do me a favor.
What favor?
What favor? What the hell does she want? Why is she acting so hot? My blood is boiling. I almost believe we do it right here and now. So close and yet so far. Agree to do a favor, reject the offer, and make a counter offer.
I want to say what the favor is, though.
Okay, what's the favor? You need to promise that you'll do it without knowing what it is? Oh, you're so boring. Okay, listen here. You have to organize a date for me. I thought you didn't want a date. Not with you, silly. There's someone I like. You need me to help. You need to help me win her over. Wait.
Her?
I knew it. She's a lesbian.
Duh! Duh.
Yes, her. Is it a problem? The problem is with your end of the bargain if you're into girls. I'm bi, and I only have to let you lick my pussy, nothing more. And who's the girl? She's a barista at a local coffee shop. Problem is that I already know she isn't in the girls. Yet. That's why I need you for that.
I never thought... One night try dick. Because I'm certain I don't like it.
Okay, how are we doing this? Now we're talking. Here's the plan. Okay. That's a good spot for that. So yeah, fetish locator, bit hard to read. My God, is the English broken. I like the story a little bit, but the English is definitely a lot, really broken. It's
a lot broken? Oh no, now you're doing it.
It's contagious. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord. We'll see you next time with more Grim's Uncanny Valley and Fetish Locator.